Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's talk about the weather, shall we? It's 50 degrees right now, going up to about 70 today. Same for tomorrow, but an 80% chance for showers now, they're saying, on Thursday, which is not very good. Although I can remember, Mike DeTellier, good morning. How you doing? WWLNFL.
Good morning, Tommy.
Sports Talk. I can remember one rainy Christmas where the family was over. And in my home, I have like a two-sided fireplace that serves almost like a wall or a room divider. And I was watching the glow of the fire. It was freezing cold. The rain was falling. And I just looked at the candles flickering and looked at my family. And I realized how lucky I was. Then I realized I was full of Merlot. That ever happened to you?
No, I haven't had that incident. I've had a few, but not quite that one.
Like, man, this is like Norman Rockwell. This is something. Then I realized, oh, we're out of Merlot. Time to get the niece to drive to KB and get some more. And that is a true story, or whatever it was. I think Rite Aid at that time. Anyway, 80% chance for showers tomorrow, 60% on Thursday. But listen to this, Mike DeTellier, going into the New Year's Eve and New Year's weekend, 63 for a high on Friday, 60% chance for showers Saturday. But Sunday, for my final round of golf of the year, I'll be playing at Money Hill, putting on an exhibition. I think tickets are still available, as a matter of fact. Highs of 70 on Monday, and then it warms up to New Year's, and at New Year's starts off a little bit cold. Man, it was cold last night in Green Bay. More ways than one.
Yeah, but one team was hot.
Yeah, well, there you go.
The Packers.
The heat was not all on one side of the field. I mean, the cold was not on one side of the field.
Man, but I think, Tommy, I think more this year than maybe any other year over the last maybe 7 or 8 that I can remember, you can see the disparity between the haves in this league and what they put out on the field and the have-nots. And what you saw last night was the gap and the major gap that you have talent-wise on a team like Green Bay and what you don't have here in New Orleans. And I give the Packers a lot of credit because they went through a difficult transition because you had to tell a star quarterback goodbye. And he still had some guys left in the football tank, and you handed the keys to the car to a guy you thought, but you didn't know, could roll that car. And you look at Jordan Love and see all the really talented young players on that Packers team. That's how it should be done.
Mike.
And they sprinkle in enough veteran guys that, you know, they understand how to get you through difficult moments. And I thought last night, not just because I picked the Packers before the season to play on Super Bowl Sunday, but I think even before last night, you could tell that there was a big talent gap between Green Bay and New Orleans. And you saw it on full display last night.
I got to be honest, you know, I'm an honest guy. I tell the truth on the air, right? I couldn't find my radio last night. I don't know what I did with the old clock radio, but sometimes the maids come to clean the house and I gather everything up and stash it away so they can clean, and I don't know where I put it. So I had to listen to the national broadcast, and I got a lot of that about the Packers and the drafting and the general manager and so forth. And one thought I had is that it's cliche, and it's said often, but those really are two teams moving in opposite directions, and not just this season. I'm talking about long-term.
No question about it. And again, for Green Bay to have the run that they've had at quarterback is remarkable. To think that you had that long run with Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers kind of waiting in the wings. And then when Aaron, you know, kind of forced his own way out of town, you had Jordan Love ready to take over. And at the most important position on the field. Mm-hmm. But it's also, too, not being hard-headed and feeling as though we need to go out and maybe upgrade a couple of spots in free agency. They had not been a team that used free agency a lot, and yet they go out and get Josh Jacobs, the running back for the Raiders. I mean, he was awesome last night. And Xavier McKinney at the safety position from the Giants. And what they have brought to the table. So you've got those two veteran pieces to add to all this young talent that they've drafted so well throughout the years. They've had a ton of injuries to their offensive line. Could you have told last night?
Mm-mm.
The answer is no.
Nope.
They got it done. They built that team and built it with depth and didn't squander picks, three picks to move up six spots to pick somebody else. And they're a very well-run organization, and you can tell, and you're absolutely right. You got two teams basically kind of run differently and headed in different directions today.
Let me tell you, I thought about, was it Art Rooney with the Steelers long, long, long time ago said the most difficult thing in the world is to cut a player a year before you need to or get rid of him?
No, that was Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells, okay. And that's the truth, and that's kind of what happened with Aaron Rodgers in a way because he did have some gas left in the tank. We're going to take a break, Mike, and pick it up here. We come back because I love the Saints. We love doing business with the Saints. We love being partners with the Saints. But last night was really kind of depressing. Tyrann Mathieu, number 32, I feel bad for him because that stiff arm is going to be all over. And you know, the rest of the league is looking at that saying, man, wow. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and God bless him. He's one of the greatest LSU players of all time.
It might be time, though, and, right?
But you know, even Tyron will, you know, he knows it's time that he's going to have to walk away from this game after this
and
season.
And I love the guy. I really do.
And that's difficult to do when, you know, you think you can play and your mind sort of tricks you at times. That you can still do it. I'll tell you a Jimmy Taylor when we come story when
all right,
we come back.
All right, dude, let's do that. It's Christmas Eve. We're talking to Mike Dettelier about last night's Saints game, and I even looked ahead to the Saints schedule. I saw a stat on ESPN last night because, again, I couldn't listen. I had to watch it, and I think they're 1-8 in their last 9 primetime games, so I wouldn't look for a lot of Saints on Monday Night Football in the future or Sunday Night Football unless – because of the permutations and combinations, you're the engineer, Mike. You can tell me how all that works out. It would be a necessity, and there's no way they could put anybody else on it. 621 traffic now, WWL. All right, 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Mike Dettelier talking about the Saints game, about the directions that Green Bay's headed, the Saints are headed, and we talked about Aaron, help me, Tim, Aaron... Green Bay.
Quarterback. Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers, thank you. Mike, Aaron Rodgers is a late night. Aaron Rodgers and keeping a player beyond his prime. Tell me the Jimmy story, Jimmy Taylor story you wanted to tell us.
Yeah, Jimmy was a guy that, you know, great player at LSU, goes to Green Bay, and if they built a Mount Rushmore of NFL players in the 60s, Jimmy Taylor would be on it. I mean, he was the hammer for Lombardi's Packers. And he ran with a symphony of violence. That's the best way to put it. He was a guy that he took it to you. But toward the end of his career, he wanted to get paid, and Lombardi didn't want to pay him. So what happens, he plays one season with the Saints. And he got paid a lot of money. And so he tells me this a few years before he passed away, that how your mind works as a player, that I could still do things every once in a while like I did it back earlier in my career. And then easy plays, I couldn't make anymore. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't. And he said, so your mind sort of tricks you. Yeah, I can still be that guy every once in a while. But he said, you know, it became obvious I couldn't. And he walked away from the game in year two with the Saints in the preseason. He retired. And I see that with players today that, yeah, they got something a little left in the tank, but not much. They're not quite the same player. And you know when it's somebody's ringing the doorbell to tell you you got to leave. Because this is a game of production. This is a game all about winning and about production. And when you can't produce at that level anymore, you got to leave. You got to leave the game.
Somebody texted in and said, I tell you, Tommy, don't blink. It seems like just yesterday Honey Badger was leaving LSU for the NFL. I remember when Honey Badger was suspended with his problems, and now you're talking about him retiring. Time flies. It really does, Mike, and that's why NFL players have to make the most of the opportunities they get, because especially with injuries, who knows how long their windows could be open. Tell me about Kendre Miller, what you saw last night, speaking of.
What I saw was some talent that he's got, but also, too, you saw some of the reasons why he was watching and not playing. Mm-hmm. And in essence, the little details of the game, he misses a couple blitz pickups. He ran to the wrong hole on one play. You could see where the play had sort of setting up, and he ran the opposite direction. And so, again, does he have talent? Yes. It's between the ears, and it's the preparation for him and getting himself mentally ready and physically ready to play when you're supposed to be the guy. What we saw last night, what, Jordan Mims? He was the guy for most of the second half. And you rarely saw Kendre Miller. And so, Tommy, again, what you got here is a talented player, but you got to know what the hell you're doing all the time. You can't just walk out on the field. And they got people try to defend that. Oh, well, he just needs playing time. No, you've been playing football most of your life. You got to understand that now this is not up to someone else. It's up to you. You're a professional.
I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet that Alvin Kamara prepares as hard as anybody else does in that locker room.
I would say you 1,000% right. Mm-hmm.
It makes it look easy, but it's not.
He makes it look easy.
Just because it's effortless. Like I said, you can put Tiger Woods out there with a one iron on a driving range and me, and it's going to look like I'm working a lot harder, but he's going to get better results effortlessly, but that's because of preparation and everything else. All right, Mike, we'll take a break, pick it up, we come back, and let's talk long range for the Saints, because Saints got pushed around, run over, run through last night, and it was not pretty on either side of the ball. I don't know where you go from here. I don't. But, you know, I love the Saints, love their partners and everything else. I got nothing against anybody personally with the Saints, but I think it comes down to you got to look at who's scouting the players, who's drafting the players, who we're drafting, why are we drafting them, because the draft has not been so great as of late. We'll talk more with Mike. We come back 6:30. We all want to turn it around. Let's face it. We all want the Saints to be contenders. Back in a flash, WWR. All right, 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Christmas Eve. Mike Dettelier, after a late Saints game, is nice enough to join us this morning. He's got a long day because he and Bobby Hebert will be second-guessing with a special Christmas Eve edition live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach in beautiful Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. They're going to break down the Saints Monday night game. They'll dissect the NFC-AFC playoff picture. Then they'll preview the Black and Gold's Week 17 matchup against the Raiders with Las Vegas Review-Journal writer Adam Hill at 6:20. You can second-guess Christmas Eve tonight. Take a ride out there and enjoy the two Cajuns, Bobby and Mike, 4 till 8 at the Silver Slipper Casino on WWL and the Odyssey app. Mike, somebody texted in about, is it time to break out the paper bags? People can do what they want. I think once you have that Super Bowl banner hanging in that dome, I think it's disrespectful to put a bag on your head. But again, people can do whatever they want. But that being said, something needs to change, like systemically change, because what we're seeing, and I know they were hit hard by injuries, and you know, I've acknowledged that with you a lot, but what we're seeing in terms of drafting and player evaluation and age of the team, and that's something else. If you look at the age of the Packers and so forth, not everybody can be the Packers, not everybody can get in the playoffs, but at least you want to be headed in the right direction. And for Saints fans and bright spots, it's hard to get the feel that anything's headed in the right direction. I'll just sit back and listen to you now.
Listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it's not just say, okay, change the players, change the head coach. No, there's got to be more done to that. I'm all for continuity if it works. But if you sing that continuity song and you're not successful, okay, then continuity does not help you. It might be great that you know certain people in the organization that you're friends with, but continuity only works if it's successful. If not, you have to make changes, and you have to figure out what's went wrong in your evaluation of players, in your evaluation of coaching, all across the board, how things are done. And that's what this team has to do this offseason. Take a good long look at the mirror and say, if we don't make dramatic changes here, we're stuck in neutral. And can it turn around quickly? Yeah, we've seen it. We saw it in Houston. They gave total control to Nick Caserio. We've been with the Patriots for years as a scout. And as a coach, he comes in, hires his guy as a head coach, and they get with the second pick in the draft, C.J. Stroud. Look at the Commanders. Last year, they were a 4-win team. They're a 10-win team this year. New GM, new owner, new head coach, all across the board. They had to make dramatic changes in how they look at the football world. And it worked quickly. And it does help that they got Jaden Daniels, too.
Yeah, so, that can't
let
hurt.
Let me not leave that out.
All right, well, let me look at it from that way, Mike. Let's talk about franchise quarterbacks, because Jaden Daniels is a generational talent, right? So you scout these guys, looking down the line, who's the next generational quarterback that the Saints reasonably would have a chance of acquiring?
Okay, he's not in this draft.
Okay.
He's not in this draft class. Now, they'll have two quarterbacks go very early. And Shadir Sanders, Deion Sanders' son, with Colorado. And Cam Ward, who I've got to know since, man, he was at Incarnate Word as a freshman. Mm-hmm. And now he's at Miami of Florida. Are those guys C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels? No, but I think they could certainly be very good quarterbacks at the next level. But this is not the class of getting that type player. It was a year ago where you had a Caleb Williams and you had a Drake May and you had a Jaden Daniels. But those guys aren't in this draft class. So you know what? You pivot. You try to rebuild other areas of your team. And last night was a great example. You got beat up in the trenches. You didn't get beat up. And you got to win up front, offensive, defensive lines.
That's the areas they
have to take a long look at.
Can you characterize last night as anything but an embarrassment?
I think pretty much that's what it was.
Yeah. Rattler said it, Demario Davis, these guys are pros. They know that.
They know it.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, you and I live long enough. We've seen a lot of these embarrassing teams. Not lately, because there's a generation or two that can't kind of fathom that this team went 20 years.
Mike, let me take a break for traffic.
A winning season.
And I want to pick it up here when we come back, because you talk about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. You talk about C.J. Stroud. You talk about the run that Brett Favre had with the Packers and McCarthy. There's some magic that happens sometimes, and it happened here when you get a Sean Payton and a Drew Brees. It doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen all the time. And is that what it's going to take for the Saints to get back to those magical days? We'll pick it up. We come back. 651, 9 till 7. Traffic now on Christmas Eve. WWL. 6:55, quickly back to Mike Dettelier. Mike, I was talking about this, you know, magical marriage that happens. You got Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and that set us up for a good run. How often do those kind of things happen? Jordan Love, the difference between, and I hadn't really watched the Packers this year, but this guy's a quarterback. His judgment, timing, et cetera, his improvement is amazing. But he was a talent. I don't know if he's a generational talent. Take me through this. Tell me. I don't know. I'm lost, Mike.
Well, the first thing I thought of in over the last couple of weeks and watching this unfold was a comment Jim Finks told me many years ago, former general manager of the Saints, and he's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame for building the Vikings of the 60s, 70s, the Bears of the 80s, and then what he did with the Saints here. And he was like, the most important thing to remember in an organization is owners own, coaches coach, players play. Mm-hmm. And don't cross the boundary that you know, because now it doesn't happen here with the Saints, but in other organizations, they got owners that really want to run the entire team. They want to make coaching decisions, personnel decisions. That's not going to work.
They generally run it into the ground when they do that too, don't they?
Yeah, and you got some players now who have a lot of money on that contract, mm-hmm. who have influence on coaching and personnel decisions. Man, I just think about what Jim said years ago, and it applies today to the organizations that win. And to see how Kansas City has done it for all those years, and what we see with the Packers, and how they've been able to keep this run going on. And it is all about structure, and it's about constant change. This is a world of constantly changing and moving parts, and you've got to adapt to that. The world's not going to adapt to you. You have to adapt to that part of the game that is constant. And so you need people that can give you good information on coaches and also on players, basically, I'm not going to say daily, but weekly, on how you got to make those type changes. I think here you was kind of sitting in the afterglow of all those years with Peyton and Brees, and didn't realize the time was flashing in front of you. You weren't picking well. Some of the free agent signees, big kind of ticket guys, didn't work out. And now reality has sunk in that this is not going to be a quick fix. It's going to take a while to rebuild this organization, top to bottom. It's just not changing the head coach. You got a lot more to it than that when you're trying to rebuild a football team.
You know, it's hard, you know, to run it as a business and not thank everybody for everything they've done to you, but do you think we hung with Drew Brees too long?
Hell no.
Okay.
My thing about it is some of the same people that are squawking and complaining would call Sports Talk, well, we got to get rid of Drew Brees. I want a quarterback that's mobile, okay?
No, hang on. The only thing I mean by that is anybody that – Could we have parlayed Drew Brees into maybe a quarterback for the future? I don't know who was available at that time or anything else. That's all I'm asking.
Man, listen, when you got somebody like Drew, you kind of ride it till it doesn't ride anymore. Mm-hmm. And I get it that, you know, Brady and Rodgers sort of left, you know, where they had made the reputation mm-hmm. and went elsewhere. But with Drew, you didn't have any other option to go with at that point.
And
he won for you. He won for you.
He did. That's all I'm asking. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. We'll listen for
you this
evening.
Brother.
Merry Christmas, all right?
Merry Christmas to you.
We'll tell you again. All right, my friend, be safe. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Laura Adams. She's an award-winning author, speaker, host of the Money Girl podcast, 43 million downloads, about Christmas shopping and spending and more when